Welcome to a special radio theater play based on the play by Alan Stratton entitled Bag Babies. This play is produced by a collective made up of members from CKUT Campus Community Radio in Montreal. This is the first part of Bag Babies. It features Dick and Jane Jones, who inhabit one of the many condos in a cluster of trendy complexes that occupies the coveted area on Looking the Park. If their balcony doors were not veiled by floor-length wisps of curtains, passerbys could peer into their cream-colored salon and admire the decor. Glass coffee tables perched on majestic marble flooring, walls adorned with ornate mirrors and abstract art, and, on this particular day, an easel with large promotional flip cards. The cover card is entitled Having with Heart. Dressed in similarly styled but not quite matching outfits from Holt Renfrew, Dick and Jane are lounging reading the lifestyle section of the Gazette.
Our apologies. Please, it's barely 8. We really intended to be fashionably late. But traffic was good, you know? God, your condo's so sleek. So Spartan. Postmodern. Dramatic. Unique. The most radical reno I've been in all week.
By the way, I'm Rick.
Whoops, I'm Elaine.
Good to meet you at last. We're Dick and Jane.
Now, if you'd like to give me your mink, make yourselves comfy.
Care for a drink?
Thanks, we'll pass.
I want a whiskey.
You're driving, dear. It's very risky.
Okay, I'll settle for a spritzer. Give me a little Schlitz and mixer.
I hope this doesn't cause for tension.
Nothing that we'd care to mention.
No, just a minor marital spat.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's only that. Keeps marriages from going flat.
But small talk aside, let's get clear precisely why you ventured here. No need to be shy. We know you're nervous. Or you wouldn't have inquired about our service.
Tell them, Elaine, I'm too ashamed to speak.
We live quiet lives with a desperate chic.
Poor dears, that's tragic.
Yep, and bleak.
We realize in shame to wit that both of our lives are full of shit. We may be bright, successful, and rich, but I'm a bastard.
I'm a bitch!
Our generation once blazed like a comet, but now we're adults who make the world vomit. Wherever you look, we're under attack, called acquisitive pigs by the media pack.
They've raised the most ferocious rumpus. They've said we've lost our moral compass.
Okay, we're adults. We can take what they hurl. But it hurts when their crap hits our little girl.
She's smart. She's cute. She's the best kid alive.
Her life was perfect until last May. I remember it like it was yesterday. Our angel ran home covered in mud from a fight at her daycare.
Kids called her a crud.
With tears in her eyes and pigtails askew, she sobbed, "Why does everybody hate me and you? Mm-hmm. Kids say you're a greedy old bag of worms, and I'm a rich kid with cooties and booger germs."
We both fell apart.
Our dreams derailed for our babe's perfect childhood.
God, where had we failed? What made her this target for playground aversion?
Her ballet classes?
Her French immersion?
Confused and angry, I started to drink, and Elaine's nerves collapsed.
I went over the brink. I took to bed, unable to eat.
Her shrink called it a psychosomatic retreat.
All year depressed, we had weeping wailies. Until last week, while reading the dailies, we caught an article in the lifestyle section. It got Rick so aroused that he got an erection. Didn't you, hun? The first one all year.
You promised you wouldn't mention that here.
The headline said, "Running on empty, make a new start for renewed self-esteem called having with heart." So we read ahead.
All about how you promised, no ifs, ands, or buts, to give meaningful life to material sluts.
Please help us. What's wrong?
Are we really depraved?
Tell us what in God's name must we do to be saved.
Good Lord, your esteem's in terrible shape. It's flat as a pancake.
No, a crepe.
But there's no need for angst or material privations. Your problem's not ethics, it's public relations.
Nah, this sounds artsy-fartsy. We need practical.
Exactly, our gold plan.
Its objects are tactical.
The gold plan?
To empower you in image restructuring.
All life is buy and sell, a fact well known to baby boomers. And what we have to sell is us.
We'll market you both as two of the faces, seen to be seen in all the right places.
For a Teflon reputation, you simply can't afford not to be on an arts or social service board. So for a fee we'll place you, through her contacts and channels, on many such high-minded boards and panels.
Soon the activist types, who loathe and revile you, will do handsprings and backflips to charm and beguile you.
Wait, even radical clones who scream no one can trust us? That we're just greedy pigs out to screw social justice?
You'll beat her closest friends.
The little principle that will make you invincible is known as means and ends. Board connections enhance whatever chance those radicals have to get their grants.
Except when dealing with the terminally stupid, self-interest plays the role of Cupid.
But to be realistic, no matter the cause, it won't gain you any acclaim and applause without a little well-heeled promotion to stir up interest and public commotion.
So kids, get ready for
the Platinum Plan. And once you get real hotsy-totsy, to set you up with the paparazzi.
Because of the nature of our milieu, we know who's hot, who's not, and who's got what.
Presto! For tips and scoops, we get action, an arrangement of mutual satisfaction. We're helping them help us help them with our work.
It's called a social circle jerk. I don't mean to imply it's our connection zerotic, just that our needs are symbiotic.
Hot stuff! To be quoted in all the papers!
But what'll we say? You're giving me vapors. They can be vicious. Mad dogs in a pack. I'm having a panic attack.
Hold on, Elaine. There's no need to fuss. For a small added fee, leave the thinking to us.
You'll love it. We call this plan Platinum Plus.
Platinum Plus?
We'll write you a series of appropriate platitudes designed to show you've correct social attitudes.
It does not sound right.
My God, Elaine, you're far too uptight. All public leaders whose speeches are toasted, you'll find on inspection, have had their lines ghosted.
With our words, you'll shine as you play to the galleries, winning respect and far higher salaries.
Hold on, did I hear you amiss? You mean we can even make money at this?
And how?
The gold plan placement bonus. Through a number of ethical quirks, mere placement on boards provides lucrative perks, like gold chip networks.
These increase your chances of landing substantial career shift advances.
And how about the Platinum Plan Placement Promo Bonus? In which we take note of this ethical oddity. Civic heroes are bought as a market commodity.
Multinational thugs who pollute our society like to make a big show of their corporate piety. They need good guys on staff, human components, and a PR ploy to outflank their opponents.
If we get praised for our work with the masses, the big buck boys will be kissing our asses?
Instead of corporate shuffles which might otherwise have chopped you, you'll be fending off big business types attempting to co-opt you.
Wow!
It's unique, exclusive. We guarantee only having with heart has a 7P.
The Platinum Plus Placement Promo Pop Puff Package! Remember,
you're only resented and misrepresented because you've been misunderstood. We'll change all that.
In 2 weeks flat, you'll be hailed as a force for good.
The corporate elite will be at your feet.
Greed without guilt. Is that what you've built?
We'll make you an ethical rarity. Cleansed of your stigma, you'll be an enigma. Acquisitors working for charity.
It makes sense to me, Elaine. Does it make sense to you?
Gosh, yes. And Chloe will love it too. It sounds so fulfilling.
And as for the billing?
According to our specs, you can pay by Visa or MasterCard.
Though we also take personal checks.
Bugger the bills. We want all the frills. Whatever it costs, we're sold. The potential is thrilling for making a killing while keeping a heart of gold.
Hey, glad to have you on board.
And if it's not untoward, tomorrow, Kate Hughes.
Oh my God, who does news interviews?
We'll be here for a spot about celebs who are hot, meaning us.
Join in if you're able. It's a doctor report, PR of the sort you can't buy.
And it's network, not cable.
Just think, Elaine. You and me, all over TV.
And the internet.
How exciting!
I'm damn near exultant.
It's worth what you pay for the social cachet of having a lifestyle consultant.
Ooh. Ah. Dear friends, endeavoring to keep you happy, we've kept our premise short and snappy. And in verse, as you have heard, for social masks must be observed. By the way, I'm George, in case you wonder, who fancies these theatrics, smoke and thunder. You'll shortly see me dressed in rags, not featured in the fashion mags, provide dramatic complication to Dick and Jane's high social station. Like magic, you'll see fear displace their cultivated social face. And verse, the artifice of our elite's aesthetic, give way to prose, the language of the street's poetic. In other words, these rich guys will speak verse until they freak out, and us poor folks will talk prose. And there you'd be worried to be stuck with a whole solid hour full of couplets? Happy? No kidding. So's our author. Okay, that's a setup. Let's party. Police! Open up!
Police?
The neighbors called the all be talking.
Yes, yes, we're coming.
Please, stop knocking.
Detective Sergeant Decker, there's been a break-in. You Dick and Jane Jones?
Yes.
Good answer. Know why? Because this is where you live. Unlike some people I can mention.
What?
Come out with your hands up.
Are you sure you have the right apartment?
No. You want to play peekaboo? I'll give you peekaboo.
What the?
The bedroom's secured. Securing this place stinks.
Can we do anything?
You can make me a sandwich. Ham. Heavy on the mayo. Drop the gun!
Ah!
Just kidding. Great view.
We haven't had a break-in.
Wanna bet?
Sure.
How much?
100?
Sucker. He came up from the underground parking. There's no escaping me now! You're trapped!
Who?
This guy. This bum. This sick, degenerate psycho who hangs out in parking garages. Well, where else is he supposed to sleep? You know how cold it is out there? Don't ask. You don't want to know. You don't have newspaper for underwear. That's what drives him crazy, see? You try sleeping in garbage, covered in plastic bags full of rotten eggs, fish, vomit, dog shit. See if you wake up with a smile on your face. It's a wonderful world. I have a song in my heart. No wonder he's so crazy he hangs onto car fenders to get dragged past a camera into underground parking to a nice little corner where no one bothers you, because who wants to wake up some crazy guy who smells like he peed himself, which is exactly what he did, because toilets are for customers only.
What are you talking about?
Restaurants, damn it. Where's my sandwich?
Here.
Ah. Restaurants. 4-star. Gorge till you puke parlors where fat cats popping buttons off their 3-piece suits won't let a guy off the streets use a John for fear they'll be passing gas with a criminally insane. Is that crazy or what?
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave.
Don't worry, Dick. That's not on the agenda.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
Ain't life a bitch?
You have no suspect, no search warrant.
There's more where this came from.
And you're not the police.
What was your first clue?
Who are you?
Well, I'm sick of garbage. I'm sick of the cold. I'm sick of horns and traffic and jackhammers so loud I can't even hear the bells in my head. And I'm grateful to rich clowns so scared of being mugged they won't say boo when I follow them through the door they just unlocked to the underground elevators.
Goddamn security.
Why scream at security? Because some poor son of a bitch like me gets inside your condo looking for a toilet and a place to sleep? A toilet and a place to sleep? Is that asking too much, or what am I missing?
Honey, we have a situation here.
You don't have a situation. You have a break-in, and you owe me $100.
How'd you know our names?
I read the papers. Having with heart.
And the address?
The phone book. I may be poor, but I'm not stupid.
I'm calling the police.
I wouldn't do it if I were you.
Why not?
I might have a gun.
Ah!
Don't panic.
Why not?
You don't want to lose control.
I'm calling your bluff.
Suit's on.
You're in a lot of trouble, mister.
Au contraire. I'm warm and fed. And if I end up in jail, I'm still warm and fed.
Hello, police. I'd like to report an incident.
But if I go to jail, I'll expose your secret.
What secret?
Hold on. What are you talking about?
You really don't recognize me.
No!
Janie Cakes! It's your Uncle George!
Oh my god!
Surprise!
Who's Uncle George?
I'm family, Dick. Family.
And your folks gave me a hard time?
Antidot was different. Hung out in the Rollerama. She ran off with him when I was 8.
It was love at first sight.
The family wore black.
You remember?
Hard to forget. Within a week of the wedding, Dot was dead.
Poor Dot. For our honeymoon, we planned to roller skate across the country. But no sooner did we hit Gander than my little Dottie skated into a Mack truck.
Uncle George hit the road and was never heard from again.
I had nothing left to live for. Alone, despised, abandoned by life, I determined to skate around the world. To do it for Dot. It's a jungle out there, but one thought has always sustained me. Somewhere, I have a dear wee niece, an angel who blessed my life with a smile. And one day, God willing, I'll return battered and broken, tattered and torn, and she'll open those dear little arms and say, "Welcome home, Uncle George. We missed you."
Please.
No kidding. You were my favorite relative. The only one who didn't piss me off.
Why are you here?
Divine intervention. I was rooting through garbage up to my ears in eggshells. When I see your face in the newspaper, smiling up at me beside a rotting cantaloupe. I think, who's this rich bitch snot-nosed friggin' cow with her finger up her ass? And then I clicked. It's my own little Janie Cakes. Gosh, I was so proud. My own flesh and blood, top of the heap. So I thought I'd drop by, meet the hubby, and reestablish those ties that bind.
What do you want?
A room with a view. Preferably this one.
You want to live here?
I'd be a perfect guest. When company comes, I'll hide in the bathtub. It'll be our little secret, eh, Janie Cakes?
No! I mean, I'd say yes, but I'm thinking of you. You'd have, culture shock.
I'll suffer. Anything for roots. Roots, damn it! I want roots.
Oh, cut the crap.
Blood is thicker than water.
So's bullshit.
Nice talk. I mean, you really have some nerve, you know that? I come here out of the goodness of my heart to bury the hatchet, forgive and forget, live and let live. And I don't ask for much. You know, maybe a little smile or a friendly word. Like, hello, or hi there. Or, gosh, Uncle George, do you ever look cold and hungry? May we offer you a cup of soup, or maybe a tiny patch of rug in front of the stove so you can curl up and die in peace? I'm not asking much, you know. I mean, I am asking zero. Nothing. Nada. What do I get? I get shit. That's what I get. But that's okay. Really. Forget the fact your own flesh and blood eats garbage. I mean, forget the fact my wife is dead. Dead, do you hear me? Dead!
She's been dead for ages.
I remember like it was yesterday. The glaring headlights, the blaring horn, the squealing brakes, and Dot screaming, "Yikes!"
We apologize, really. And we appreciate your taking time out of your busy schedule. You're not just a relative, but a friend.
Thank you.
So, as one friend to another, how much do you want to clear the hell out of here and never come back?
Pardon?
50? 100?
It all comes down to money with your kind.
Or stock options, but in your case, that's hardly appropriate.
Why not? Executive class. I like it. No, I love it.
Please.
I could be your vice president in charge of charity.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
What do you know about being poor? Me and my friends, we're experts.
Yes, but who cares?
Don't you?
The skills and responsibilities required of executive personnel are complex and onerous beyond belief.
What have you been smoking?
We're talking fast-track finance. Our clients are involved in complex rollovers, leveraged buyouts.
Nothing to it. World finance is a pyramid scam.
If it's that simple, why aren't you rich?
'Cause, well, gosh, I have this image problem. See, you go to the park, it's called having a picnic. I go to the park, it's called vagrancy. I ask for money, it's called begging. You ask for money, it's called financing.
Does that have a point?
Indeed, an upgrade. Making vice president would alter perceptions, open doors.
Destroy our credibility.
Nothing personal, but we have a certain style, see? And basically, you're not it.
How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have an ungrateful child.
George, without people like us at the helm, service organizations would fold. And then where would you be?
So for your own good, here's 400 in neat, crisp bills. It's been a treat, now get lost.
I hope you're satisfied. Bribing a starving old man? Your Auntie Dot would never do that.
Quite right, but she's dead.
Sure you don't want to reconsider?
Out!
Okay. Okay, I'm going. But I'll be just outside the lobby if you change your mind.
What?
I have to live somewhere. May as well be beside your condo in a battered old cardboard box. With a little sign on the lid. Here lies Uncle George. Family of Dick and Jane Jones. Unit 1212.
My God. The neighbors.
To hell with the neighbors. The media! Katie Hughes! She's doing a spot about celebs who were hot. Meaning us! Here! Tomorrow!
Big deal, huh?
A very big deal, huh? And I would have it ruined by some hobo uncle in a cardboard box.
Great. Got it. Thanks for sharing. That's not my problem.
Don't give me that bullshit, you son of a bitch.
We're not zoned for boxes.
You are now. I can't wait. The Katie Hughes special. The uncle they left out in the cold.
That's blackmail.
Right on. Give up?
Give up? Prepare to get dusted.
We pick up that phone, we can arrange things.
Plan to call hitmen?
How déclassé. We know the chief of police, the mayor, members of parliament. We party, comprendo?
Sure, I comprendo. There's an in-crowd, there's an out-crowd. Civilization's one big high school.
Bingo. And you're expelled.
Set up your box outside the condo. We'll have you thrown in the drunk tank.
And if I told the press?
We'll deny everything. Your story, our past. Who believe you?
Who cares? It'll make great reading.
They won't print bugger all. You think they'd risk libel and slander action for some hallucinating hobo?
Good point.
Quite.
I mean, you guys are foxy.
Unlike you, we have resources.
You're too smart for me. Yes, sir. You're tops. You put the N in enchilada. You are what makes this town world class, and I am in awe.
Don't push it.
Okay. I'd best be shuffling along then. Sorry for disturbing you, good people.
You're leaving? Really?
God gave me the strength to change the things I can, the grace to accept the things I can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. We must get together and do this again sometime. Thanks for the cash. And blackout. They think I'm down and out? Well, I may be out, but I'm not down. Just gotta catch me up a smoke, regroup, and I'll be back like Little Orphan Annie on steroids. Meantime, let me introduce my very favorite substance abuser. Yes siree, straight from her detox at the Elgin Marbles Rehabs for the Ripped and Famous, here's a major soliloquy by the one, the only, the fabulous media sensation,
Katie Hughes!
I love you, Katie!
Katie!
Don't tell me. I know. One look at me and you think, yes, now that's glamour. Give me a break. This isn't glamour. This is horseshit held together with scotch tape and a prayer. Take the eyelashes. We're talking 2 feet long. Natural? They're not even human. They're moose. So you say to me, Katie, what happened? You were at Woodstock, lived in a commune, practically had the Desiderata tattooed on your forehead. So what's the deal? Did you sell out for money / fame / success? No. The deal is, I had a revelation. It happened when I became a star. See, before then, I didn't wear wigs. I had my own hair. And when I say hair, I mean hair. Big hair. Hair you could wave at pep rallies. But the day I hit prime time, bingo. The network frizzed, dyed, teased, permed, and basically nuked the shit out of it. Next morning, I wake up, my hair's all over the apartment. I mean, I wake up, and I'm like, bald. Yul Brynner bald. It's on the pillow. It's in the bathtub. I'm having breakfast. It's falling in my cereal. So there I am, this bald TV star, sobbing in the bathroom. And I stare in the mirror and I say, Katie, wake up. Children are starving. And what do? You stuff yourself sick out of power lunches and then run to the toilet to throw up so you won't get fat. I mean, Katie, get a life. And that's when it happened. This blinding flash of light, this heavenly choir, and this epiphany. It's because I dress for success that the fans in TV land watch me. I can tell them about world hunger, the environment, and the neutron bomb. Glamour and glitz have given me a platform, a vehicle to help change the world. I, Katie Hughes, can make a difference. My life has meaning, substance, integrity. Do I suffer? Yes. Yes, 1,000 times yes, but I do it gladly. It's my responsibility to my public. This image is a sacred trust, and being bald is a small price to pay to save the world.
Elaine's well-coached.
And Rick?
Inept. 2-hour drills, and he's still not prepped.
It was just a drink, Elaine, that calmed my nerves.
What, you can't think sober? If you embarrass me on TV...
I'll be as good as gold, honey. Just wait and see.
Fabulous. You kids are so cute. Everybody comfy? Ready to begin?
Anytime, Katie.
You just say when.
When?
Fabulous. Hi, I'm Katie Hughes, and we're here for the views of a classy couple who are making the news with their brand new company, Having With Heart. To my right are Dick and Jane Jones. Where do I start? You live in high style. Your condo's a doozy. Gold faucets, no less, on your ensuite jacuzzi, and yet you have a conscience. Where'd you get it?
Actually, Katie, we're indebted to Elgin Marbles.
The billionaire?
He proved it's never too late to care.
He made his money in booze and drugs.
It's party time!
Be on my ecstasy, oh, the one I need.
And shady deals with political thugs. But when charged with gross misanthropy, he transformed himself through philanthropy.
Elgin Marbles, your godfather, right?
You do your homework, Katie.
Quite.
Though many thought it beyond belief, he proved them wrong.
He turned a new leaf. He shamed his critics. They stand corrected while Elgin's beloved, revered, respected.
So Elgin Marbles, the inspiration behind your altruistic vocation.
He taught us that though we had money to burn, it counted for naught without moral concern. Fine, we thought, no more mindless frivolity. Let's get into peace and social equality.
That got the ball rolling, soon we were aware of how we're killing the water and air with acid rain.
Hey, if we don't ban it, there goes a planet. You know, that stuff gets into the ground.
So young, so rich, and so profound.
While riding the pollution craze, we plugged into the ozone and aerosol sprays.
We got covered with buttons, signed petitions, and went on funded fact-finding missions to Central America before it was chic.
Your lives were a regular cause of the week.
And how?
And this involvement gave you the vision that led to your recent career decision.
Katie, we're after the moral reclamation of what's been called the me generation.
No kidding.
Our call to the empty nouveau riche. Life's more than radicchio, endive, and quiche.
Join us to make compassion the newest trend.
The latest fashion.
Beautiful. To who elected to heed your caller on my left today. Let's all say hi to Rick and Elaine.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, you guys got this Mother Teresa glow.
Katie, people say it's naive to wear your heart on your sleeve, but the only reason to go on living is to care and share in a spirit of giving.
Give me a hanky. You kids are the greatest. So tell us, cause-wise, what's the latest?
Well, some of your viewers will say, oh, sure, but we feel a special calling to help the poor.
To try and share the fruits of our labors with those of our less fortunate neighbors.
Fabulous!
When you're in touch with the planet, you suffer a lot, knowing you've got when others have not.
I know. I even feel sick going out to eat when people are having to live in the street.
Yeah!
One suffers such guilt when one is rich.
Hey, you're a bitch. In winter, you can't even go south for some sun without a bunch of poor people spoiling your fun.
Pardon?
What do you mean, pardon? A bargain for the tourist dollar means a paradise filled with local squalor. You're caked in lotion, baking on the beach, when a pack of scruffy urchins, each selling t-shirts, doodads, gum, God knows what crap, dumps a pile of third world guilt on your lap.
Rick?
With their big sad eyes, these kids could get rich posing for guys who paint black velvet kits.
Rick!
Hey, it's not my fault. They're poor and Haitian. I mean, give me a break. I need a vacation.
My God! You're callous!
Ugh! You would have to drink.
What's the big deal? Why the big stink? Deep down inside, that's what we all think.
Forgive our new client.
Shut up, have you flipped?
What did I say?
I'm sorry, he's ripped.
Just sit tight and smile.
Stick to the script.
Oh yeah, well, that list of quotable quotes?
Hold it a sec. They gave you notes?
Just some crap to help me schmooze it. Damn, I had to go and lose it.
You admit it? This talk is just a front to use me? Well, think again. I mean, excuse me. I'm a journalist. Got it? I'm not your puppet. You can't pull my strings like some upscale Muppet.
Oh, yeah? We're helping you help us with our work. Like Dick says, it's a social circle jerk. What did I say? Forget I said it. When you're back at the studio, do just a quick edit.
Kitty, I think you misunderstood.
No way, Jose. I heard it good. This man confessed, on tape no less, that you manipulate the press for gain, claiming as your hook, your lure, that you're only out to help the poor.
No!
How does it feel to hear your cronies imply you're a couple of self-serving phonies? And how do you propose to handle what smells to me like a juicy scandal?
Whoa!
Do getting scams are the lowest, the worst.
Psst, Katie. It's not my fault. I was under rehearsed.
All you viewers, you heard it here first. Today the bubble suddenly burst on having with heart for a start. We've been told of ethical fraud, fake morals for money.
Whoa!
My God!
What the hell is that dangling upside down outside your window?
Who the hell indeed? Will this provide the escape Dick, Jane, and Elaine need to salvage their interview with Katie Hughes? Or are their images about to take another turn for the worse? Tune in tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. for the next exciting installment of Bag Babies on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal. And make sure you check out the archives on CKUT.ca.
Dick!